Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He's talking about destroying your dreams and ending your way of life.
Justice for General Michael Flynn.
Look, I think Roger Stone was treated very unfairly. They used more men to go and get Roger Stone than I think they used on the Osama bin Laden raid.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing.
The president has been a failure in every way.
So why do I live this way?
Hey,
must be the money.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed.
No.
Hey, you know, the shortlist is brought to you by Eggers.
Right, yeah. And Mark was just talking about him a second ago in that spot.
And
yeah.
I talked to Brian Eggers last week, and he helped me out, saved me thousands of dollars last week.
Really?
That's awesome.
I want to thank Brian Eggers and Eggers, and especially Steve, who was the technician, not the salesman, the technician who came out to the house. Because some companies try to sell you a brand new air conditioner or HVAC system, but not at Eggers. Steve fixed it, and Brian contacted me later. He's like, how'd it go? And I said, thumbs up. It was great.
Yeah,
perfect.
And if you're looking for, if you think your air conditioner might need to tune up, I would say this would be
yes,
the week to call.
Well, we had to wait till the 4th of July holiday was over, so we had to suffer for 3 days.
Oh, man.
And you do not realize how much your house needs to be cooled when your house needs to be cooled.
Oh, yeah.
It is 8:12. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox just one more time. Got on the line here joining us.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Jesse Jane
Duff.
We got Duffy.
A long week.
Retired gunnery sergeant, Jesse Jane Duff. Good to talk to you again, Jesse. We got her. There she is. You there?
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I had you on mute, and it's seldom I'm on mute.
I got to tell you, Jesse, if I had a nickel for every time a woman put me on mute over my life in one way or another, I'd be a rich man. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, maybe we should all start sending new nickels.
Yes, you should, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's great to be here.
Now, Jesse, let me kind of shift into something that's obviously not going to be as much fun. Over the weekend in McAllen, Texas, two more police officers shot and killed in the line of duty. They were responding to like a disturbance call, a fight call, got ambushed. And, you know, tragically, that's not uncommon anymore that a police officer dies in the line of duty. But let me ask you about this. The teenage daughter of one of the police officers went on Twitter and just posted a very well-written, heartfelt tribute to her dad. And she said, words cannot describe the pain I'm in, but I'm glad my dad is at peace. You were an amazing man, and anyone who ever came across you knew that. I'm going to miss you so much. You died doing what you loved most. You died a hero. I love you, Daddy. See you soon. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter, which was posted by Savannah Chavez, the daughter of Ismael Chavez, who was one of the police officers who was murdered over the weekend. And as heart-wrenching as that is, Jesse, did you see the response that she got on social media to this?
It appears that she was brutally attacked by the left.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening. And I would just say that she needs to take heart that they recognize that the only way they can dismantle this country is to undermine the very authority that keeps it together, the very glue. The only way that the left can destroy the freedom that we have all fought so hard for on many levels, it doesn't have to be just with military service. It can be with your frontline first responders and even just by being patriotic Americans and law-abiding citizens. But the only way that they can do it is to dismantle the glue that holds all that together. Because once you have that chaos and anarchy, they can make essentially this government collapse and then turn around and replace it with their version of socialism, Marxism, communism, any ism out there pretty much is all of the same cloth. The only difference between your socialism and your communism is one you vote in and one takes your freedom. It's really just the difference between death by murder or suicide.
So
one is self-inflicted.
So what's to say about the people who are tweeting back? First of all, it's Twitter is an easy place for cowards, you know, to hide behind your keyboard, hide behind your phone. You're never going to have to look somebody in the eye like this young woman, this teenage daughter of this police officer. But when you look at some of the things that were said, this was obviously, yes, they were angry because somebody said something good about a police officer. But to me, this was, don't you ever dare. Hey, everybody else, we're going to go after you so hard if you try to support law enforcement, if you try to support any kind of law and order. And we are so cruel that we will go after a teenage girl who just lost her daddy to a bullet.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of support for her, too, you know, because on Twitter, I predominantly have, you know, veterans, law enforcement, patriots, Trump supporters. And I'm seeing massive articles coming out in support for her because basically they overplayed their hand. Whenever the left tries to insist that the United States doesn't need the very republic that it is, the right may not be as loud, but when we show up at the ballot boxes on November 3rd, I guarantee that we are reelecting President Donald J. Trump. Why? Because, one, he is the only one fighting for our freedom. When they attack young ladies like her, they're not attacking her. They're not attacking President Trump. They're attacking us. What they want to do is create such civil distrust and lack of confidence in our government. They have to undermine it. This is bigger than just this young lady. It's big. It's the society as a whole. When you are trying to dismantle it, you have to go with those who cannot defend themselves first. And that is such as this young teenage girl. But she did what is right, and I'm quite confident that she has heard from many, many patriots that are supporting her. But let's not make a mistake. They are not, just like President Trump said, they are not attacking me. They are attacking you. Now, let's make no mistake. There's nobody out there that truly believes that getting rid of police and that police lives are not important, because we all know what is going on in New York City now, that the retirement of police officers has gone up 400% as the murder rate has spiked. Meanwhile, you got people like AOC running around trying to suggest that the shoplifting and lack of bread is because people don't have money, but she is not talking about murder. They are literally trying to deflect and disorganize us. And those that do not want to do their homework, do not know their history, can easily be persuaded on pure emotion. We all know that without police officers, our communities will collapse. It will be a jungle of some sort. It will be chaos of some sort. It would be absolute dog-eat-dog. And that is not fair. That is not what the American people want from their government. The one thing we want from our government is safety and security. If that is the one thing we can get, that is the priority of our government.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff. It's at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter, jessejaneduff.com, retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant, co-chair of Veterans for Trump. Jesse, good to talk to you again, as always.
You guys have a great weekend. Take the hill.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. All right. The numbers here are 314-241-9797, 866 855-9797. Going to have Tom Ackerman in after the news at the bottom of the hour. Man, a lot going on in the sports world, how the Cardinals' first intra-squad games go, and, of course, the questions about the Blues and getting back on the ice and the safety for the players and will team names change and all kinds of stuff to talk about. But we still have time to get your thoughts in if you still want to weigh in on the two crime-related headlines right now in St. Louis. Do you want drones flying around St. Louis City? And Kimberly Gardner says, I'm going after the people who defended their property from a big, huge group of protesters marching down their street after ripping down gates that didn't belong to them. A lot to cover here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can achieve an awful lot if you don't care who gets the credit for it. It's a good idea. Invest in American infrastructure, buy American, manufacture it in America. These are things we need to be pushing, and I don't think we ought to waste time fighting over whose idea it was in the first place.
Hey, it's 8:25. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Mike Ferguson in one more time for Mark Cox. You get Mark back tomorrow, and then you got to wait till O Dark 30 on Sunday morning to hear me again. Fair enough? That'll work. Denise, something else was just canceled in the fall or partially canceled. What's going on?
The Great Forest Park Balloon Race.
Okay, so is it called off or just they don't want a bunch of people in one spot?
Yeah, I mean, just the tradition. If you've been before, you kind of know what the deal is and all the balloons. They do the glow on Friday night. Usually you can walk around, look at them and all that stuff. And then they, you know, take off on Saturday. So I believe the plan is they're still going to... You will still be able to see them. They will be in the air, but they will not be. We will not be gathering at Forest Park.
You can see them all over
the
place.
See them beforehand.
The glow is a mess anyway, though. Trying to get in there and get down there,
it's difficult.
Well,
I have done it once or twice. I've done it twice, but it's you have to just be patient. You got to know you're going to be there for a while. It's going to take a while to get in and out and around.
Last year they closed the park. There were so many people.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And our sister station, KMOX, was the presenting sponsor. I'm like, I have a pass to get in. They did not care.
So basically, you very nicely tried to do the, don't you know who I am?
No,
kind of thing.
I said, I went up to the police officer and I said, where does this get me? And he said, nowhere tonight. He said, you should have been here 3 hours ago.
Oh, man. I did not go to the balloon races last year, but I've been to a couple places where they just shut it down, and you always see, you know, somebody who's supposed to be there, and that situation happens where they were like, no, they told me to be here at this time, and they're like, yep, everybody else beat you. Everybody else beat you to it. All right. And the news report I wanted to ask about, Denise, before we talk to Tom here after the news, teachers are protesting today?
For the St. Louis Public School District.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So are they doing a sit-in or what are they?
A sit-in in front of their main office, which is on 11th Street here in downtown St. Louis.
Because they do not want to teach in person or they don't want to teach at all.
They don't want to teach in person until St. Louis has had 30 consecutive days of no new cases.
No new cases. I don't see that happening at all.
New York had their first one yesterday.
Yeah.
Of no new cases.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but so they, that, see, and this is... This just to me says we don't want to go back to work at all this semester is what I'm guessing because
it's
you're not
what it sounds
yeah
like.
You're not going to have any days of, or you're not going to have 30 days of no new cases. You're not going to have a week of no new cases. So we could have our infection rates drop off a cliff.
Away. Yeah, like it's not going away. That to me, that seems like an unreasonable expectation to have. That's not going to happen. This isn't going away. So that's they also have other things that on this article that I'm looking at anyway. They also want hazard pay. They want class size limited to 10 students. They want a full-time nurse and social worker or counselor in every building.
Okay,
shouldn't they have that anyway?
Well, but who plants the money trees that's going to pay for all this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. But who knows? The school district may go ahead and give in. As far as we know, we don't know.
I die.
it's a lot easier for them to probably go, you know what, fine, we'll not do in-person classes, but there are parts of St. Louis City where these kids don't have broadband access and they can't get on Zoom or they can't get on whatever portal with their teacher.
Right. It's not, saying that we don't want to be in person, we'll just do it all online. You're making it sound like it's just like, oh, we'll just do this online. This is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. It's not easy for the teachers. It's not easy for administrators. It's not easy for parents, and it's not easy for students. That's not a good plan for anybody.
Yeah. You say that in Ladue, you have a chance. You know, you say that in Chesterfield, you have a chance. You say that, you know, in St. Louis City, no, not so much.
It's definitely not as easy.
30 days without a new case. How ridiculous.
With a virus, it's not going anywhere.
No. This is probably a new thing. There's going to be a seasonal flu. There's going to be a seasonal COVID, probably. We just got to figure out how to live with it.
Yeah. Got to learn how to live with it.
All right. Tom Ackerman joining us here right after the news. I'm still my head's kind of spinning on that one. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and on Facebook. Just look up American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. And I'm on Parler too, at Mike Ferguson.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And if he was here, Denise?
He'd hate me.
Denise wanted to hear.
Special request, yeah. Requested music by Denise.
DJ Carl.
DJ Carl takes care of it.
It's just like I'm at the hockey game. Hey, you know who that is?
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Seems almost a little bit more real, Tom, that now there's an intra-squad game or games happening, and so they really mean it. We're getting close to playing. Let's see if we can actually see it happen.
By the way, you have to keep educating Mark Cox on that music. Don't stop. I like his music, but so you got to break out into other stuff.
I agree. I try and tell him that, but he just doesn't agree with me.
That song's 21 years old.
You know, when it comes to sports, it really is day by day. I think today, my thoughts are, and the Cardinals have the day off today. They won't be at the ballpark. My thoughts are definitely, can the Blues make it through,
right. Yeah.
You know, today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, one day at a time.
Because the Cardinals made it through, but they did have some positive tests. The Blues reportedly has some positive tests. How many do they have the full squad there today? What does that look like, et cetera? You know, all of these sports have their own logistical and health and safety and economic issues. And the NHL seems to have knocked out what took baseball months. The NHL's like, boom, here you go, 4-year CBA, done. I know
CBA,
it's not.
But they finally announced the cities.
Yeah, it's not that easy necessarily for any league, but the NHL made it look relatively easy compared to baseball. But yes, they do have the city. So this is like a 2-week, very quick training camp for the Blues. And then off they go to Edmonton, and the Eastern Conference teams go to Toronto. Then there's a round robin because the Blues are at the top right now of the conference. They can't get that number one seed. They're going to have to earn it. And then they would play in the playoffs, and 24 teams are involved as opposed to 16. Still think the Blues are absolutely a heavyweight contender here and could end up taking home the cup again. They'll need great goaltending and everything else. Adding Vladimir Tarasenko is huge. Mm-hmm. Can he stay healthy and all those great things that you think about today? So a lot of the Blues stuff is swirling around in my head, but it's like, you know, my daughter said to me the other day, we're sitting there eating breakfast Friday mornings, that one morning I get off during the week and I'm sitting there with her and she goes, Dad, what if the Blues and the Cardinals, could they celebrate in the same month? And I put the fork down, looked at her, I'm like, oh my gosh. Wow. I didn't even think about that. That blows my mind. I love the way you think. I'm actually just thinking about like today. Like, can they get through today's practice?
You're probably thinking about
positive thought.
Get through breakfast.
But what a great idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, the long way away, because you just want to get to the season, mm-hmm. and then let alone whether those teams are capable of doing it. I think both have the capabilities of running away with it, but we'll see.
The last date would be October 4th for the Stanley Cup.
Right.
If that goes to 7.
Early October, so, you know, they could celebrate in the same month.
Now,
so,
one of the great things about the story the last season we had with the Blues is going from where they were at the All-Star break to winning the Cup, so they started really slow. No room for that this time.
No, there isn't. And I think that the Blues, though, have huge confidence in their ability. You know, when they went into March, they were the second best overall team in the NHL. They could still get to that point. And you know, it all comes down to goaltending, really. Last year, hot goaltender in Jordan mm-hmm. Binnington. It would probably be good that they give Jake Allen some action just in case, mm-hmm. because you won't win it without great goaltending. But I just love their coach. I think that Craig Berube is the perfect coach for this situation.
Chief.
He will keep it simple. He will move them forward. He mm-hmm. will keep their minds on what they have to do, because to be a great professional athlete, you have to be relaxed. Your mind has to be relaxed. You can't have all of these distractions and outside forces swirling around in your head. You've got to be able to stay on task, and Berube is very good at that, at keeping them focused. So that's nice to know. On the Cardinals side, you know, it does come down to hitting for them. Pitching's good, defense is good, base running's good. But again, you know, this is the easy part right now in terms of getting through the pandemic.
Right.
Getting to the ballpark, now they know kind of where to go. The next challenge will be getting on a plane and going to that first road game, checking into a hotel and explaining to the players you can't go out to restaurants like mm-hmm. this is.
Why don't they understand that?
Well,
because they're 23 years old, just 25 like years old.
Like the Blues that reportedly four of them, you know, tested positive, and a coach reportedly tested positive, and that may have stemmed from a bar in Clayton. So, yeah, I mean, it's why are people going
right.
to bars also without
getting paid
face
millions
covering.
Of dollars a year to
just be
do
told
this.
To stay away.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of people feel like sometimes they're invincible mm-hmm. and that they can move where it's just, you know, this is a, I think what Adam Wainwright said was pretty poignant, where he said, you know, we got a group of veteran players together and we gathered around some of these younger guys and the entire team, actually. And we said, if you fall out of line, we're going to put you back in line. Me, Yachty, whose birthday is today, by the way.
Happy birthday, Yachty.
You know, Matt Carpenter, you know, Matt Wieters, these veteran players who have been around, they're going to make sure, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take veteran players to keep everybody in line, the players policing the players, that you've got to stay on course here, because it's not about you, it's about putting everybody else at risk. Like Waino said, we're asking for 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months where you can please follow the protocol so we can go win this thing. Or that we can have a season, or that we can give people who depend on baseball as their livelihood a chance to work. Not us always, but everybody else involved. And he even said, you know, media, you know, like people who write and cover and broadcast sports. This is a collective thing. Let's try to keep this on track together. It's hard. It's hard to even think, how can they all pull this off, especially when you hear the negativity and some of the things that are happening in other sports. But I just love the fact that they're trying. Mm-hmm. At least they're trying, and we'll see if it happens.
And when the veterans are telling the young guys that is a real old school baseball throwback. Mm-hmm. You know, to where the veterans, you know, there was a pecking order, didn't mean how good you were. You could be the biggest new star, but you still are expected to learn from the older guys and pay your dues and listen to them and you know, be taught not just what to do on the field, but how to be a professional baseball player as well. This is an extreme situation of that.
As it will come down to the players away from the bubble and being outside of that bubble, what do they do? Do they put themselves at risk? And if they do, they're putting everyone else at risk. It will come down to that. The teams and leagues can only do so much to set up protocol. Now, they have to be able to, you know, they have to do their part also, the teams and the leagues, and in terms of testing and protocol. But they've done that. The intake process for the Cardinals is now finished. They're going to do one for the younger players who are going to be at a separate camp in Springfield. And it really is each day. Yeah, we're a little bit closer to July 24th. And then you just, if you're a baseball fan, you want to see this thing, you just cross your fingers. Because it will take trust on the player's part, and it'll take a little bit of luck. But we'll see if it comes together.
Well, when they're on the road, Tom, are there things that you know, the league or the teams are going to try to do to make that any easier? You know, reserve a ballroom and have, you know, movies playing or something along those lines.
Less people. Yeah. You know, I think the traveling party will be smaller. I think that there will be rules in place when they get to the hotel and when what they need to do. Inside each stadium, I think they're definitely putting together a plan for making sure everyone knows exactly where they need to go and how far they need to be spaced and wearing masks indoors and all those kinds of things. So it's going to be a process, but we're all going through it in all parts of our lives.
Yeah. And we just kind of hope that it's almost a day by day situation. I mean, because it just won't take much to. I'm afraid that it won't take much to just end it or suspend it at the very least.
Right. And some players in baseball are saying, you know what, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth it to me, especially. And it varies from player to player. Right. My parents are high risk, or my wife is pregnant, or I just don't feel comfortable. And so players are opting out. And you'll probably see a little bit more of that as we get closer. My understanding is there is no deadline for an opt out. You can just opt out.
I got to tell you, as much of a baseball guy as I am, I just can't be mad at a guy who makes that decision under these circumstances this year.
Things a lot more important.
Yeah. All right. So what's next for the Cardinals? Day off today. Any big decisions coming up? What's next for them?
Off today. They'll have a workout tomorrow. They've been playing inter-squad games. There is some talk, John Mozeliak told me, about bringing in a club. That club reportedly is the Kansas City Royals, which could be interesting. Mike Matheny. Mo didn't say the Royals specifically, but he did say that he has been discussing a possible major league team coming in to play an exhibition before the regular season starts.
Still Mike, no fans, though.
Mike Matheny and the Royals coming in could be kind of fun.
I mean,
you're going to see them a bunch anyway.
I'm just going to say it, and I may be the oddball. I may get something thrown at me. But when the Royals picked up Mike Matheny, and we all knew that when he was hired into the front office that the point was he was going to replace Ned Yost at some point, I actually think he could be a really good fit for the Royals and over time build them back into a contender within 3-5 years. I really think so.
I do too. I think it's a good fit for him. I think it's a good fit for the Royals, and they have a young team. And I'm not saying they're going to do anything, but The scary thing sometimes with those bad teams is they don't know they're bad yet. And, you know, in a 60-game season, they could end up going on a little run, and suddenly they become a real pain. So it's going to be wide open.
Oh,
I think the Cardinals will be very tough to eliminate because of the strength of their pitching and the depth of their team and the fact that they don't make a lot of mistakes in the field anymore. They used to. They're hard to beat, but it's anybody. It's wide open right now in Major League Baseball, which is intriguing.
Yeah, and the competition from the Cleveland Spiders?
Redskins announced officially about a half hour ago that they are going to change their name, Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I'm hearing out of Washington, D.C. that Warriors is the kind of the front-running name, but nothing confirmed, obviously, by the team or anybody. But I've just, some of the sports podcasts and articles and stuff, they're saying that's what they're hearing is among the names that's kind of rising to the top of the list. Who knows?
Very interesting.
It would be. Tom Ackerman from our sister station, Camo X. Thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay, tomorrow, this album, 22 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and Mark texted me and said, "What are you playing?"
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Brian Kilmeade's coming away in just about 10 minutes here on 97.1 FM Talk. And don't forget, Annie Fry at noon and, of course, the DGS coming your way at 3 o'clock. It doesn't take a whole lot to really make people mad because that's just kind of the society that we live in now. A mayor of a little town in Massachusetts called Melrose. Melrose, Massachusetts is apologizing because... You know, we drive down the highways and we've got the signs, you know, phone down, buckle up, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, somebody had one of those mobile signs on the side of the road, and it said, let me see here, it said, the safety of all lives matter regarding a traffic signal. So it was like one screen was, you know, something like slow down, and it was the safety of all lives matter. And, of course, offense ensued and apologies ensued because somebody said the safety of all lives matter. And the Melrose mayor's name's Paul Brodeur, and he ordered the message to be taken down immediately. He tweeted out, and the electronic sign was put up and belonged to the police department. And he said, "I have just been made aware that the following traffic sign is being displayed on Main Street. I have ordered that it be taken down immediately. And I am taking steps to find out how this happened. I apologize to the residents of Melrose." So if you have the word lives matter, it can only be used in one context unless somebody is going to really get mad about it. I mean, it's a traffic order. The traffic officer was told to put up a message and, people involved here said, "Well, we're aware that the phrase all lives matter is commonly used as a misguided counter to the Black Lives Matter movement, or it could just mean we want everybody to be safe and you don't have enough letters to cover that." Am I naive to think that it could be that simple?
Yes.
We're just looking for stuff to be ticked off at now at this point.
Which I don't understand. Who likes being angry?
I do
everything I can to avoid being angry.
Right. Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Not enjoyable state of mind to be in, so.
Well, I see a lot of people really mad. You know, Tom was talking about the team name change of the Washington Redskins. I guess if you're a longtime fan of that team, you don't want your team name to change. I get that. It doesn't matter what the team name is. If you were a fan of the Oilers, you didn't like it when they became the Titans. So if you were a fan of the Expos, I don't know if there were any fans of the Expos when they finally left Montreal, but you didn't like it when they became the Nationals. Okay. But team names occasionally, you know, change. The Spiders became the Indians and Cleveland, and I just can't get myself worked up over it.
Well, there's no Jazz in Utah.
No. Very true.
Some of them are ironic.
Yes, a little bit. All right. Thanks for all the phone calls and messages over the last week or so. Mark Cox back in tomorrow morning.
Thanks for filling in, Mike.
Been a blast over the last seven days, folks. Talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.